The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
In your face, all over the place. We're online 24/7. 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station. The hottest DJ mixing the beats. Beats.
Mixing
the mix. In the mix.
Hi, this is Brittany.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition. Strap in. You're about to listen to
The Three Stooges.
It's the mix. You've got it. In the mix. Back to back, beat to beat. Come on, DJ. Hit me with another track.
Okay, so here we are. Welcome to the first episode of The Three Stooges. This is your host, Carlo, and I'm glad to welcome my co-hosts here as DLV.
Yo!
And Cesar.
Hey, viewers out there!
So, hey guys, how's life been?
Like, alright.
It's cool.
Yeah? All good?
Relax. Taking it easy, man.
Yeah, that's the best, I guess. Alright, so, guys, what's the topic today? What are we going to talk about? Let's tell
anything
the viewers.
Anything random.
So let's think about this. I'd say
we'll put a song first.
Yeah.
Why don't we give our viewers a taste of what we can actually show them?
Stuff like, for example, Bloodhound Gang.
Yeah.
Faithless.
Italo Brothers. Yeah, exactly.
A bit of everything on here, okay.
So, yeah, why don't we start it off with a bit of David Guetta, Here We Are, from the song Memories.
Yeah.
So that was Memories from David Guetta, and we came with the decision that our topic would be social networks. So, Carlo, which is your favorite social network at the moment?
Well, my social network, I guess it's Facebook. Facebook.
What about you?
I must agree, Facebook as well, definitely a must.
Facebook is the shit.
I mean, you can access it from any mobile device. One thing I don't like about Facebook, you know, when you shit and surf at the same time, and you get that bling.
I want to squat and surf. I love squat and surf.
Well, I only use it on my computer, so I don't know how that feels, but I guess 3 is a magic number. I go with Facebook as well.
Mate, you arrive home, you go sitting on the journal, and bling, bling, someone's looking for you, you know?
No, I know someone's looking for you while you're taking a shit, but... That's amazing still. No, if you actually think about it,
I don't think that's really nice, because personally I think when you're taking a crap, it's a very, very
intimate
spiritual moment.
Be one with the John.
You have an epiphany while taking a shit. No, that's an amazing thing, isn't it?
Well, at least reading the newspaper is something, but
yes.
Going on Facebook is another.
Why do people read newspapers?
Why
don't they actually like surf?
It's the intellectual approach. It helps the digestion, you know, like, oh yeah, it's reading the Financial Times.
Yeah,
that's it.
Reading of stocks, you failing. That helps the intestine quite a lot.
Yeah, reading an article about your favorite politicians.
You get to wrap your intestines around your neck and hang yourself if you read the stocks while they're going down, while you're actually taking a shit, I guess.
But at the end of the day, no matter how bad you feel, it's always there for you, man.
Yeah,
even after a long night.
Yeah, that's true. So, De Bono, would you mind introducing this next song?
So, next song takes us back to the 90s. It's from The Who, it's called Meet Her at the Love Parade. Hope you enjoy it. We'll be right back.
viewers, welcome back. Here we are, the Three Stooges, once again with my two distinguished colleagues.
Yeah.
Hope you all enjoyed that love parade right there. Don't we all enjoy a good love parade?
Oh, we do.
So, I mean, everybody enjoys love parade.
You know where they hold the best love parade?
Amsterdam?
Exactly. Party in the street. Street party.
Anyway,
social networks.
Don't you think
social networks.
Don't you think it's amazing? Hang on, wait a minute. Don't you think it's amazing? Why not? Why can't Amsterdam be amazing?
Wait, Amsterdam is amazing, to be honest.
Well, you seemed a bit sarcastic. Oh yeah, amazing.
No, it is amazing. No, it's just that our friends are going in Amsterdam soon. In July, if I remember.
And just to visit the museums.
Yeah, just to visit
the museums. I take it they didn't invite you from that statement. Is that correct? Or
what? No, they didn't invite me. I just didn't go. I have.
You're savoring the moment, aren't you?
Yes, I'm savoring the moment.
Because he's such a good guy. He doesn't go to Amsterdam.
As soon as I go there, Vander Sexual Galore. No, no. But, yeah, anyway, social networks. So, is there another social network instead of Facebook?
Which is the one you hate most?
All of them.
Twitter.
I say High Five. It's crap.
Yeah, and High Five. But the most Twitter. Twitter is useless.
But what you thinking today? I don't know, huh?
There's nothing but a bunch of stalkers on there, man. Some pretty freaky people walking the street.
Twitter is just used to stalk celebrities, I guess.
I like Twitter. I mean,
why?
I follow most... I'm a wrestling fan, so most of the wrestlers use Twitter and I just follow them over there.
Yeah, but I mean, like...
You're following a person, not the bot. You know what I mean?
You follow your wrestling fans.
No,
I follow the wrestlers.
You know, but to actually talk to a wrestler, you need to like at her name. And you won't even know it's actually
but
them. It's probably fake.
It's not about talking to them. It's just about status updates. I mean, there can be interesting news.
No, I guess it's probably fake. But anyway, that's Twitter for you.
And now in our next lineup, we have our new song, Carla. What have we got in stock for us here?
Yeah, we got some Bloodhound Gang in this segment right here. It's Foxtrot Uniform, Charlie Kilo.
A true
there
classic. Here we go. Hope you enjoy it.
Uniform, Charlie, Kilo.
So that was the Bloodhound Gang for you with Foxtrot Uniform, Charlie Kilo. Hope you enjoyed the tune. Something I hate about social networks is when people post something very, very insignificant, like I'm having a coffee. What do you guys think about that?
Well, I think it's useless to tell people, oh, I'm having a coffee. Yeah, well.
Well, maybe they want the world to know that they're really enjoying their coffee at this moment in time.
But I mean, come on, do we really need to know that you're having a coffee?
I don't think
that's
so.
That's one of the good things about Facebook. You can find out, I mean, anything really, all the
privacy
positive
zero.
Exactly, and negative.
I heard a story about a girl once.
All right, tell.
She sued Facebook because there's no privacy whatsoever. I'm like, what the hell, man? You actually choose to post that stuff?
That's her fault, exactly. Like,
maybe she didn't read the fine print, you know what I mean?
Nah, she obviously lost the case.
Who does read the fine print?
Well, that's what it's there for, to be read, I mean.
But it's fine print and then for a reason. It's a fine print for a reason, I guess. You know what I mean? It's a fine print for a reason, so...
But yet, people see a lot of weird things. This happens even, for example, with emails. On the internet, keep it short and sweet. Nobody will be bothered to read all your stuff.
Oh my god, there's this guy, man, that posted on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah. Listen to this. He's like, if I get pissed off and blah, 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 I'll do this. I'm like, okay, so that was really pointless. I actually commented, and he's like, oh yeah, man, I was like bored and everything. How it doesn't make sense. And then there was this
guy. He must have been really bored, you know?
He must have been bored. I mean, what's the point in posting such things?
But anyway, point is, if you're listening to us, first of all, it's not gonna be I'm having a coffee or your fucking composition all over the bloody network. So not too short, not too long.
Exactly.
Be reasonable.
Please.
Anyway, Daniel, so as per our next lineup, what song have we got in stock here for us?
Anyway, now we have the Italo Brothers with Stamp on the Ground. So, hope you guys enjoy this track. Stay tuned to the Three Stooges.
We'll be right back.
Alright. Alright, so here we are back. That was Italo Brothers' Stamp on the Ground. So in this segment we're gonna talk about best New Year's Eve experiences.
Interesting.
Yeah, very
interesting indeed.
Well, my best New Year's Eve experience was on New Year's Eve 2009-2010. Amazing night.
It takes a lot to be amazing.
It does.
I think mine was 2007-2008. I was still fresh to Portugal, so...
Alright.
My first New Year's Eve without parents. You can imagine what happened.
So, Carlo, why don't you tell us what made the night so amazing?
Well, some things are a bit too much to say on the podcast, but me and a couple of friends came to my, you know, came here, and we got all dressed up in a suit and all that, getting ready for the night. Then we went out and went in this hotel room where our couple of friends were.
Uh-huh.
Got a bit, you know, drunk over there.
Happy.
Okay, we got happy. You can say we got happy in some mind of story.
We weren't the only thing that got happy.
Okay, that's over.
I won't open the subject.
That's going over the line.
Don't let the cat out of the bag, man. That's it.
I won't. Mine was basically, as I said, 2007-2008 at a particular metal club, and first New Year's Eve without parents. I mean, come on, you will have a blast with all your friends, your favorite music playing around, nobody telling you, no, don't drink too much. Yeah, right, I got shit-faced really bad. I guess that's about it for me.
And yours, Chester, you didn't mention it.
Well, New Year's Eve, I mean, as tempting as it was to really stay home and read a book, I was actually promised to do that one New Year's Eve, but I would have to say I was 17, went to Prague with a group of friends, because beer's really cheap there. The Czech, they really know what they're doing.
Yeah,
you have women and beer at a cheap price.
Women and beer, that's
what else
that's
could you
amazing.
Ask more in life? Exactly. We got so drunk one night, and it was snowing there in Prague on the New Year's Eve, the guys ended up pulling me around on a sled through the snow.
Oh, by the way, more than women and beer, more money. Obviously. More money, more beer, more women.
There you go. That's professor's equation right there.
That's rocket science for you.
Rocket science, exactly.
Anyway, should we introduce the next song?
Yeah, I think we should. So the next song is from Busta Rhymes.
Ooh, sounds good.
Yeah, it is. It's called Give Me Some More.
Hope you guys enjoy it.
Yeah, hope you guys enjoy it. Keep on. Fell down and I bumped my head. Somebody held me up and asked me if I bumped my head. I said, yeah. So then they said, oh, so that means you're gonna switch it on them. I said, yeah, flip mode. Flip mode is the greatest. You know, and as a shorty, I was always told that if I ain't gonna be part of the greatest, I gotta be the greatest myself. What? What a surprise. Give yourself a make a nigga close over your eyes. All my niggas getting money capitalized. God, little small guy, we on the rise. Everything a nigga touch, platinumized. Full of your crib, you know we coming all on supplies. Got a big gun and I'ma show you the size. You come with any of my flip mode family ties. Me and my niggas be coming through, stroking you out. Killing off any and everything you're talking about. See you in the club, now we walking you out. Should've thought twice before you went and open your mouth. Yo, anyway, we stay keeping it moving. Fucking with the wrong nigga, hope you know what you're doing. Now blame me, all the same niggas is lame. It's not a game, make a name, still putting your brain. Now niggas, that enough? Give me some more. Y'all niggas want some wild shit? Give me some more. Yo, Smith, where the weed at? Give me some more. I know y'all niggas need that. Give me some more. Even though we getting money, you can give me some more. With the cars and the big crib, give me some more. Everybody spread love. Give me some more. If you want it, let me hear you say it. Give me some more. Blast with a rash. Give me my cash. Look at my ass. Running with my money, son, go out with a blast. Do what you want, a niggas cut in the corner. You fucking up the order. Go ahead and meet the reporter. Yo, she telling news on how you switch to a bitch. Little fake funny style, nigga, chill with a snitch. So now I pass your shit. I don't got nothing to ask you. Make a little room for me. You know my niggas. Cartier, Sydney Portier, hooray shit. But with all of my niggas from around the way shit. When I come through, y'all niggas know I do my thing. Bring more shit to generate money, cha-ching. Arrest you, lyrically, flow will caress you. Bless you, then a nigga come to your rescue. Why you assume a nigga blossom and bloom? I'm coming soon, hit you with a boom, give me some room. Y'all niggas had enough? Give me some more. Y'all niggas want some wild shit? Give me some more. Hey, split, where the weed at? Give me some more. I know y'all niggas need that? Give me some more. Even though we getting money, you can give me some more. Cars in the big crib? Give me some more. Everybody's red love. Give me some more. If you want it, let me hear you say it. Give me some more. Yo, yo, live nigga shit. Know what I mean? And represent while we getting money and reign supreme. Hope y'all niggas don't be coming through full steam. Can't see me, better turn on your high beam. All my niggas while I'm ringing the siren. Flip mode. We throwing niggas on my team. Never should you ever try to fuck with my cream. My OG when my shit get all in your bloodstream. Every time we be ripping and be blowing it down, blowing you all fucking with the hottest niggas around. Fuckers with me and my people under your town, holding it down, taking the wild nigga, getting my crown. Hey, yo, all my people need to come and surround. A nigga be hitting.
that. Give me some more. Even though we getting money, you can give me some more. With the cars and the big crib, give me some more. Everybody spread love, give me some more. If you wanna let me hear you say, give me some more.
Okay, welcome back. That was Busta Rhymes. Another good song. Good choice, guys. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. New topic. Best junk food you can find on the island, guys.
Junk food. Oh, my God. We can
bar food. A quick snack.
Nah.
Worst or best?
Best.
The best.
Turkish.
Turkish is good, but you got that all around. You know there's more than one thing going on there.
But still, it's takeaway food. I mean...
Still junk food, I think. Basically, I say, like I agree with Papuana. Yeah, totally agree with him. Yeah,
you compare.
Totally. I fucking do.
I mean, unless you come from a particular country, which they basically survive on junk food. There's nothing
like America. America.
You mean where they come to? You want to eat?
You want to eat?
Where we give you chicken tikka?
Yachata. Okay, guys. This is our last segment, I guess, so...
The first episode went pretty well, on a more serious note. What do you guys think about that?
I guess so. I hope the guys on the other side are enjoying it as well.
We're looking forward to your votes.
And your feedback.
I hope they do, yeah.
And I think we'll soon have our own fan page, so...
Yeah.
Next episode for the...
Check that out on Facebook.
With more crazy stuff from the Three Stooges, the final song we have, Insomnia.
From Faithless.
Hope you guys enjoy that one. It's one of my personal favorites, so you better enjoy it. The Three Stooges.
Sight, fundamental movement. So when it's black, this insomniac, take an original tack, keep the beast in my nature under ceaseless attack. I get no sleep. I can't get no sleep.